The Lord bless us and keep us, heart dwellers, and especially help us to be smarter than the opposition, smarter than our enemies, and stay in a posture of love and honesty with one another. So tonight in prayer and worship, I felt the bumps and bruises, stabs and breaks that life is made up of in dealing with human nature, my own included. It tore at my heart, and I saw our Lord crucified before me. But as he chose a song towards the end of my worship time, Left Behind in Nuclear War, he reminded me that all these things that sting and hurt our human hearts are nothing compared to what is coming upon the world. And that's where our attention must be now. All other things will be handled in heaven, so just keep going. They've been thrown out along our path to cause us to stumble. So don't stumble. Easier said than done, huh? Anyway, the Lord began to speak, and I heard, "Star-studded raiment, keep your eye on the prize and the race set before you, even though it has nearly run its course. My children, there is so little time left to you. Satan has planned all kinds of diversions for you to remove your attention from what is truly important. Right now, there are souls languishing that have yet to hear from me. There are missions that in days to come will gather souls to me. There are laborers in the fields who need your support. This is not a time for petty differences. This is not a time to fall into dissension and judgment, jealousies, divisions, and rivalries. No, this is a time to gather round one another tighter than ever. Have you ever seen a penguin protect its young? It's a group effort. They all gather round their young, putting them in the very center of the circle, and close ranks in that circle and protect them. There are many young Christians among you on this channel who still do not know their left from their right hands. Many of them have come from different disciplines, even the occult, but they are yet babes in my ways. There are those among you who have not listened to my teachings on this channel that have formed you who are more mature. I appreciate your kindness and tenderness to one another more than I can ever say. But once you have comforted that soul, direct them to a teaching to refresh and strengthen them. On that note, guys, I just wanted to mention that I have a bookmark folder that says YouTube videos at the very top of my browser, and it lists many of the most commonly needed teachings, like on condemnation and how to get a word from the Lord and all kinds of things like that. And so when I'm answering a comment in the comment section, all I have to do is open that folder and find the YouTube that would really help them and drag it down and pop it into the comment box. And then they have a teaching that they can follow up on and can strengthen them. So the Lord went on from here and he said, their comfort and unconditional love is important, but so are the teachings on this site. I'm asking you to take time to direct them to something solid on the very topic they are in turmoil over. All of you need comfort, love, and acceptance. But understanding is key if you're to withstand the assaults of the devils once you are away from this channel and its support. There are many among you who have come under extreme condemnation and attack, yet you have forgotten who is the author of that and allowed yourself to draw away from me. No more. When you feel condemnation, draw close to me and recognize the source is the enemy trying to disarm and discourage you. When you feel condemned, you dare not counsel or comfort others. It causes you to withdraw. Fight that tendency and come running to me, and I will set you straight. Multiple diversions and divisions have been planned against this channel. Do not allow yourselves to be taken away from my heart. All of you who are heart dwellers, cleave to me and do not allow yourselves to be captivated or diverted by specious arguments, vain imaginings, accusations, and topics that cause division. Recognize these for what they are, insertions of the enemy to take your attention off the things that really matter at this time. Edify, edify, edify one another with scriptural passages, psalms, and exhortations. Share your burdens one with another, and work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Do not allow any souls to leave this channel feeling badly about themselves. Calm and encourage those who come limping in the door, and give them more to feed on from my previous messages. There are those, many, many of those, who feel so condemned that they've lost hope of being raptured, or that even their salvation is at stake. Tend to these, gently mother them back to health, and point them in the direction of getting their own words from me. They need to know in those dark moments when no one is around. They need to know that I am with them. I love them, and their hope will not be disappointed in me. That is why you've all been taught to seek Ramas, so you will not be overpowered by the darkness at a time when you're all alone and most vulnerable. When a soul comes on this channel asking questions because they've heard slander, give them something solid to latch on to, especially the teachings on getting their own confirmations from me. Start them off immediately on cultivating their relationship with me. They're here because they're looking for answers. Yes, give answers, but more importantly, teach them how to get their own answers from me. Until they've cultivated that skill, they'll be at the mercy of the most convincing arguments and deceptions. These times are rife with lies, distortions, theories, and proclamations not from my mouth. And your faith is not one of confusion, but one of clarity, joy, and peace. Yet those who come to this channel have been fed by the world, and have had their fill of the world, of religion and churchianity. They're looking for relationship, not only from those who truly care and are real Christians and take the time for them, but relationship with me they can count on. Teach them those skills and refer them to videos that clarify those skills. Take the extra time to make sure that they've latched onto some solid food. Understand that this is a fish gate that has gained notice from the powers of darkness and many divisive tactics to injure you and the core group have been set into motion. Shun underhanded attempts to cause division and confusion. Cleave to the mandate of all my heart dwellers to love the truth, love your brother as yourself, and love me with all your heart and strength. Do not let pettiness or jealousy gain a foothold here. Run to uplift others and utterly stamp out those things that are repugnant to all of heaven, jealousy and judgment. I say this to you as a caution, because I can see what is planned for this channel. As we draw closer to the moment of supreme truth and sifting, the devils will throw in any kind of device that can injure those who have given their lives to me on this channel. You have all passed through some very rough waters here, and I commend you for your faithfulness. Know that the battles will intensify, so love one another from the heart, tenderly, and rush to each other's side when trouble comes calling. Know that this channel is noted for its brotherly love. There is no mistaking it. It resembles the Church of Philadelphia, the one church I promised that I would keep from the time of testing that is to come upon this earth. That is why I have so readied you all for the rapture. You are that church, and as such, you have a solemn obligation to protect the love and concord of everyone who looks to this channel for inspiration and guidance. You have done well, my brides. Just be aware that the enemy is not done with you. Yet, nevertheless, I am with you, and brotherly love will conquer all the enemy has planned to stop you. I love you, my brides, and hold you tightly to my heart. Continue to take drafts of mercy and love from your intimate times in prayer with me, and you will have more than enough to neutralize the poisons that bring disrepute to my name. Love one another as I have loved you.